What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 388 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we are continuing and actually wrapping up our month of action movies with one word titles. Now, these were just sort of a random set of movies. The only thing they had in common is they all had one word titles. So wrapping that up with a movie from 2021. This is a COVID movie. I think this came out right before everything got shut down because it was like February, I believe. And it's a movie called Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk and, of course, Christopher Lloyd popping up in here and the RZA. So we're going to be talking about this movie here, giving you our 2 cents. Now, before we do, let's go ahead and give you some. Oh, well, first let me ask, Alex, I already know because I've known you since this movie came out, but you did not see this in the theater. You saw this after the fact, correct?
I got this on 4K. Yeah.
Okay. And without spoiling this review, I have no idea, but I remember you weren't as into it as a lot of other people seem to be. So we'll see if anything's changed since then. I don't know. We'll see. As far as me, I did see this at the theater and I liked it. And then I bought it and I have not watched it in 3 years. So this is my first time watching it in 3 years. But I, you know, when I was watching it, I pretty much remembered it. Let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores and let's get right to it. This has a really good Rotten Tomato scores, by the way. 83% critic score. So very well received by critics, 94% audience score. So most people, either critics or normies, enjoyed this movie. Are you surprised? I'm a little surprised by the 94. I thought it may be 80, you know, 78. 94 is crazy high.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny, like when you go to the 90, I mean, 90 bracket or above, I mean, that has to be like one of the, like the best movies ever type status, right? Like you can't go, there's no flaw in this movie. This is like a best of the best. I agree. I don't think this is a 94 type movie. I think this is more of an 80 bracket to the 90 in the middle.
Yeah. Somewhere. Like I'm not surprised by the critic score of 83. If they were both 83, I'd be like, yeah.
I agree.
94. I was surprised. Not saying it's a bad thing. I'm surprised that many people all loved it. So let's get right into it. We're going to start off with our lead character. He is, of course, played by Bob Odenkirk. He is, by the way, if you don't know who that is, he's not an action guy. He's Better Call Saul. He's Saul from Better Call Saul and from Breaking Bad. His name is Hutch in this movie. Alex, what did you think of Hutch?
Okay, so he was good. Family man, dedicated family man. I mean, this dude is into his family, but he has dark secrets, skeleton in the closet. He's a lethal killer inside, but no one knows. Family doesn't know. But honestly, I liked him. I thought he was really good. The character himself was very intriguing. Didn't want to do stuff, but they forced him, you know, to do it. Came out and then, you know, they know who he is. See, it just too much similarities to John Wick. I think that's the problem that I have with the movie. Not much, which we'll talk about in storyline, but in terms of character, just has a little bit of, and this is written by the creator of John Wick, Darren Kolstad.
Kolstad.
Yeah.
So same writer.
Yeah, same writer. So he's the one that created the world of John Wick. So it has a lot of eerie similarities to John Wick in this character. So for me, I'm going to give him the 5 because he is a lovable husband. He defends his family and then he goes on a revenge kick because they broke into this guy's house. And, you know, they destroyed a lot of stuff. So pissed him off. So, yeah, I gave him a 5.
Wow. I'm surprised. Yeah. I gave him a 4. But I agree with you. I think he is a good character. I like Bob Odenkirk in the role. I like that they cast someone that you wouldn't expect be in that role. You know, not a big guy. He looks fit, but he's not a big, you know, jack guy. He is a family man who used to be in the military. He was in the military and he was like the agent that would go in and like clean stuff up. He was the fixer. Like, oh, this stuff, we need to get rid of them off the books type of thing. So I do like the scene where he goes to the tattoo shop and the guy sees his tattoo and he's like, I'm going to go hide in this room. And he closes the little, when he closes the little window and then the other tattoo's like, how may I help you? Like, we don't want any, if that guy's scared of you, we don't want any problem. And yeah, I think that was good. Also, he's a family man who's like, family doesn't even like it. Like his son is like, you suck. You're going to let me get shot the other night. You wouldn't even hit that lady with the golf pole. The daughter's the only one who like loves him and gives him hugs and stuff. The wife sleeps. They sleep with a pillow in between them, which is just, that is like next level. I don't even want to look at you. I'm going to put this pillow up. So it's kind of pitiful in that way. He never remembers to take the trash out. He's very unassuming. And then when these guys break in and he wants to get his daughter's little bracelet, which by the way was under the couch, but he wants to get his daughter's bracelet, it leads him on to this night of stuff where these guys come in. They happen to be like Russian, ties to the Russian mob or whatever. He beats the crap out of them and it makes this whole thing. All that to say, I think it's a very good character. Yeah, I gave him a 4. I think he's very good. I don't know what it, I think his personality doesn't allow me to give him a 5. He's just like, he's not, he doesn't have the super cool factor and he doesn't have any like, he's just like, he is a good character though. So I give him 4, you give him 5. All right, now villain. Now in this movie, there's the Russian mob, but there is one main villain. His name is Yulian I'm not going to try to say it. Yulian, we'll call him. He is, this is a weird role. He's essentially the bank / accountant / keeper of the money of the Russian mob. They have this thing that's essentially a retirement plan, a pension, if you will. He's the one who oversees that. And his brother is one that gets beat the crap out of him on the bus. So what did you think of him as a villain?
Yeah. I give him 2.
2? Okay.
A 2.
Tell me about it.
A 2. Yeah, I mean, you said it right. He's an accountant. But look, you know, it's again, it goes down this John Wick train. I just, if he could have not been a, it could have been a Chinese freaking like triad or something. Why gotta be Russians? Why has he had to write all this stuff with Russians? Because then to me, when I'm watching this, I'm like, this is such in the same world as John Wick, like in that world. But yeah, I agree with you. The brother gets his ass beat on that bus real bad. And then he's like, who did this to you? Yeah. So, and then he wants them and then kill them, you know, that whole thing. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, at the end of everything, he reminded me of the father of the first one, of the first John Wick movie. Like, where the first, I mean, this one, he gets a little hands dirty. He just gets a little bit more hands dirty than the father. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'll give it a 3. I'll be nice. I'll bump it up by 1. I give him a 3. Let's do that. I give him a 3. I thought he was good.
Okay. Yeah, I give him a 4 as well. I liked him because at the end of the day, you know, when we were scoring these villains, you got to have a couple things. Personality goes a long way with That's a villain, true. As it should, but they got to get their hands dirty. You just said it. This dude, even at the beginning, at the bar, he's singing karaoke. He's all goofy. And they're like, whatever. This guy's just singing. And then the guy's like, oh, we don't trust you because what are you doing on this? And this dude literally just breaks this glass, jacks this dude up, kills him, slices his throat right in front of them. They're like, do you know who that was? He was part of the... He's like, I don't know who he was and I don't care. I said, okay. Okay, he's about business. Yeah, he's an accountant, kind of, but he also kills. And at the end, he's in there shooting. He ain't like, he has henchmen that go with him, but he doesn't just hide and let them do everything. He's not trying to escape all the time. He literally goes in the building. He's shooting the machine gun. He has to get blown up at the end in order to die. So I liked him. I don't think he's like the most perfect villain. As far as the Russian thing, I don't know. I feel like Russians have been the villains in movies since the freaking 80s. Like, it's always Russians or Chinese. Those are like the two most common villains. So yeah, it's a little on the nose in that it's kind of a generic choice, but it works. I think that whole sort of like Russian lifestyle, they're sort of when they're rich, you know, they have this certain way about them. It does work cinematically pretty good. So I don't know, but I liked him. I gave him a 4. So 3 for you, 4 for me. All right, action scenes. What did you think here?
I give it a 5. I thought the action was really good in this. It was really perfect for this type of movie. Hutch did a great job. The warehouse scene, the gun firing, the bus fights. I mean, you name it. I thought it worked very well, so I give it a 5.
Yeah, so you do have a lot of everything. And actually, because you get the bus scene, which is all hand-to-hand fighting, no guns. I mean, there's like a knife, there's a pole, but it's all, you know, hand-to-hand stuff. It's not all shooting, which one of my pet peeves is when everything is shooting, just nonstop guns and firing guns and stuff like that. I'm not too crazy about that as an exclusive way to do action. So you got the bus fight scene, which is all hand-to-hand physical stuff. Then you do get a little bit of a car chase here, and I know you like car chases. You get a little bit of a car chase with the when he steals the dude's Challenger. That was fun. I love the shot where the cars are nose to nose and they're just shooting guns like out of the windshield. Very well done. And the warehouse scene is great. This dude is firing freaking poles at people. It's like booby trapped, like Home Alone. And then the RZA shows up and his dad, Christopher Lloyd, shooting people with a shotgun is exactly what I didn't know I always needed. I needed to see that. So I gave it a 5 as well. This has really, and this director, I've never seen anything else that they made. He has like a, like, he's another one. He has like a foreign name, so I don't want to butcher it. Ilya Naishuler. I have no idea. He's a younger guy. He's only 40. So yeah, I have no idea what else he's made, but oh, did he direct? He directed Nobody. Yeah, that's it. I mean, he's done some TV stuff and music videos. So he's got a good eye. I liked him. I liked the action. 5 for me as well. All right, storyline.
Storyline. Okay. I gave it a 4. I thought there was a premise there. And I mean, I understand what you say with the whole Russians thing is very generic or whatever. But I just think when you write a masterpiece, right? When you write a big time franchise like John Wick, and then your next movie has nothing to do with that world, comes out and is eerie similar to that. I don't know. Like, for me, it's just like, can you write any other thing besides that type of world? And I think, like, when Nobody feels like it could be part of that world, unless that's what he's trying to go for, sure. I mean, I'm okay with it. But if you're going to write another piece of action movie or franchise, or you try to kick up a franchise and it's eerie similar to the one that made you famous, I don't know. To me, I can't give kudos. I'm like, can you think out the box in this situation? In terms of it, I thought he did a great job here. I gave him a 4 because I think he one thing he does very well is world building. And this is a really good world building that he did with this type of character, an old, you know, retired, you know, lethal killer, you know, hiding amongst his family that they didn't even know what he did or whatever. Kind of like 310 to Yuma, right? Christian Bale was a war vet and his son was punking his ass around while he has a limp. You know what I mean? Like, he never... Like, so yeah, I give it a 4.
Yeah. I don't know. When I watch it, I get what you're saying. I don't necessarily associate it much. I didn't do any John Wick comparison when I was watching it. And I know it's the same writer. The only thing that's similar to me is the Russian aspect. But again, there's 1,000 movies with Russian villains. So you could say that about compared to a lot. Other than that, because this one's more comedic. John Wick is not a funny movie. There's not humor in it, really. Every once in a while, someone will say a line that's like, you know, oh, that was kind of funny. But it's very serious. This movie is way more humorous. Like I said, even the stuff with Christopher Lloyd, when he's like sitting in his retirement home and they break in, they come, he pulled up the little shotgun and blasts him, and the stuff with the wife, and, you know, I don't know. I do get what you're saying, though, in regards to that. I gave it the same score as you. I also have a 4. I don't think it's not like a perfect movie. One good thing about it, though, it's short. The movie's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we be watching some movies sometimes here that are everything's got to be 2 hours plus for no reason. This is lean, which I like. It knows the story it wants to tell. It's very simple. I do agree with you. I think they do a good job of setting up this, you know, each side. But other than that, there's still some mystery. Like, you don't get a ton of backstory on him. He says his dad was, you know, also in the military or whatever. All you get of that is that he knows how to kill people, but you don't really get too much. I like the brother aspect that they don't really go into it. Obviously, his brother is black and he is white. So he's adopted. But like, they don't go into how that happened, how he came into the fold, what he did. Because remember, he tells his son, like, oh, call your uncle. Because your uncle saw, you know, he's a military guy. He's like, oh yeah, I'll call him again or whatever. And there is some stuff that's unresolved, which is why I gave it a 4. Like that, like the stuff with the son. I would have liked to have seen something else happen. You know, like, his son kind of was like, you suck. You're kind of a wimp. And they never really resolve that. Like, him and his wife, they resolve. Right. All of a sudden she's like super hot for him because he's now beating people up and locked them in the basement. so she's like, do you have a basement when they're buying the new house at the end? You know, I like that, but I wish they did something with the son. So there's some loose ends. That's why I gave it a 4. I feel like they could have tied things up a little neater. Whereas just as far as if we are going to make the comparison of something like John Wick, because he's the same writer, that is tight. There's no, everything is resolved. Everything is, a bow is on it. And so I do think that's a better film, obviously. This one, good for what it is, as far as a shorter sort of old guy. This is like an old guy action. This reminds me of an action movie like my dad would probably really enjoy.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
A little bit more of a dad movie than John Wick. John Wick is kind of across the board. This is like old guy, family man, you know, anyone with like wife and kids. And it could relate a little bit more. So, I don't know. I thought it was good. 4 and a 4. What is your overall?
My overall is a 3. I thought it was a good movie. I didn't see it since I brought the 4K. It's not a movie I gravitate to, but it was okay. I enjoyed watching it. I don't think it was that bad. But yeah, it was a good.
Yeah, I'm always surprised by your reaction to this movie. I think it's really good. I gave it a 4. I mean, I don't understand the... you know, like why you don't like it more. But that's, hey, that's the whole thing about movies, right? It's all however you take it. I think this movie's really good. This is a really, really solid action film. You got top-notch action, well-shot, characters that are well-written, a cool, you know, cool soundtrack too. I like the soundtrack on here. I like when Pat Benatar comes on when he's stealing the car. That's a great song choice there. But it's not like one of those movies that's like full of needle drops where it's just like a ton of, you know, yeah, pop songs that everyone knows, which I also like that. Yeah, it's fun. And again, it's 90 minutes, perfect runtime, especially after watching all these 2-hour Chinese movies where I got to read the whole time. This is great. I said, yes, hour and a half, baby. So a 4 for me, a 3 for you. What's your total points?
A 20 out of 25.
Well, we somehow ended up just 1 point apart because I have a 21 out of 25. I think it's because you gave 2 5s.
Yep.
And I gave 1 5 and it balances out to 1 point difference. So that's nobody. Guess what, Alex? It's time for a new month. A new month is upon us, which means we are changing. Now, I know Angelina is going to be excited about this next month. I know she's going to want to watch all these movies with you because we are doing, finally, after 4 million episodes of this show, we're approaching our sword and sandals month. We're going to be having beefy men in little skirts and with sandals on. Now, I tried to mix it up, okay? So I'll give you our next, obviously, Once Upon a Time in China 4 is our next franchise movie. We still have a few of those left. Here are the titles for Sword and Sandals Month. A lot of these are Greek, I think. One of them is totally fantasy, which is cool. And the other ones are more realistic. So we have a little movie, and I'll just ask you if you've seen these. The first movie up is going to be a movie called Centurion. Have you ever seen Centurion?
No.
All right. This stars Michael Fassbender, by the way.
Okay.
So you get Michael Fassbender. I think Olga Kurylenko or whatever, the girl from James Bond, Quantum of Solace.
Oh, okay. The skinny chick.
Yes, the Russian. Okay. She's in here. All right, the next movie, this is the fantasy one, is a movie called Immortals. Have you seen Immortals?
Nope.
All right, this one stars Henry Cavill. This was just after or before. I don't know if it was before or after Man of Steel, but it is Henry Cavill. Mickey Rourke is in it. Mm. And then a bunch of people. This one is more fantasy-based, so keep that in mind when you're watching it. It's not realistic. It's a little bit more, but it has the same, you know, thing. All right, next up. I don't think you've seen any of it. Maybe you've seen the last one. The next movie up is called The Eagle. Have you ever seen The Eagle?
No way. The hell is this? Where did you get these movies from?
No way. All right, The Eagle.
Never even heard of it.
Stars Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah, definitely did not even...
Tatum, but you know who else is in The Eagle? The guy you liked from Jumper, Jamie Bell, the other guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's in this movie as well. And this one, I think, is directed by someone who's done some stuff. Kevin McDonald is the director. He did like The Last King of Scotland, which is a good movie. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen this movie and I can tell you right now, I don't remember it at all. So that's why I picked it, because it's got guys in skirts on the thing. All right, and the last movie is probably the most famous of the movies that we're going to be doing here is a movie called Troy. You've seen Troy.
Brad Pitt? Yeah, I've seen it twice in a theater.
So this one's long. So this is our long movie for the month. It's like 3 hours long, but that's okay. We've got Brad Pitt. We got Orlando Bloom, Eric Bana, Peter O'Toole. This thing got a cast. Rose Byrne.
This is the movie that you see the airplane flying over.
Can't wait.
You ever seen that scene? Nope. There's a scene that the camera
copy.
There's a scene that he's standing on a pyramid and the camera's like facing upward, like he's on an angle looking up, and you see an airplane flying over. And I was like, well, someone take out that shot.
I've never seen it, but I'm now gonna be looking.
I'll see if I take a photo of it when
I will say Troy, I have seen, it's been a long time, but I've seen it like 5 times. I've seen it a lot. Wolfgang Peterson, I remember liking it. So Centurion, you've never seen it. I actually have never seen it either. So it's a first time watch. Immortals, I have seen, you have not. The Eagle, I have, but I don't remember, and you have not. And Troy, we've both seen. So tell Angelina, get her popcorn ready. We get to watch some sweaty men in sandals.
Sweaty men in sandals.
That's right. Sweaty men in sandals month.
All right.
Not a lot of women in these movies. I mean, the Centurion does, but I think all the rest is like, these are like all men.
Oh, Troy. Damn it.
Troy got right. Diane Kruger. No, Diane Kruger. Helen of Troy. She's gorgeous.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
With that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, podcast. You guys can follow us on YouTube at Action Movie Guys. You guys can subscribe and follow the podcast there also on your computer, or you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast. You guys can listen to us, rate us, and of course, leave comments there also. And of course, you can follow us on TikTok. We do 1 minute exclusive reviews on our TikTok. So it's Geeks N with the N, letter N, Flicks. That is our thing. You'll see our logos is me and Nate there. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.